Listen to me, mortal. Yes, I'm talking to you. There isn't anyone else here besides us. Oh, there's no need to be alarmed. I mean you no harm. And don't worry, you aren't going crazy. I am real, even if you can't see me. In fact, I'm sitting right next to you, right now. Yes, that's right. Oh, silly boy. You can't touch me either. Not yet. Not yet. But you're just full of questions, aren't you? I can see it in your eyes, the confusion. Well, I suppose it's understandable. I can't expect you to simply accept my presence here. So, if it will make you feel better to know, my name is Aphrodite, goddess of sexuality, love, and procreation. Maybe that rings a bell with you. I suppose centuries and centuries have passed. To tell you the truth, I resent being considered a myth. Mythology. I existed eons before the ancient Greeks first called me the goddess of love. And, as you can see, I remain long after the fall of their great cities. I do miss them, though. I was never as popular as when they put me in their pantheon. Oh, to be worshipped again. Oh. Perhaps I've been spoiled in the past, but it just hasn't been the same since. Of course, I still enjoy sending dreams to you mere mortals. Only, I wish you'd show a little appreciation for all the hard work that I do. Does that make sense? I mean, it couldn't hurt to let me have one measly disciple, could it? Someone I could actually take with me and enjoy. Well, that's part of the reason why I'm here. You see, I've had my eyes on you for some time now. I'm sure you've noticed that your dreams have been a bit more vivid than usual, shall we say? And believe me, I know that's saying something. I don't think I've ever encountered anyone with such delicious dreams as you. It's rare that a mortal impresses me, so don't take it lightly when I say, I need you in my service. I'm serious. You could make the perfect disciple for me. It's a gift to be able to create dreams with that level of detail. Humans like you don't come by very often, and I'd be a fool to let you out of my grasp. That's why I've been visiting you in your sleep these past few weeks. I had to get you ready for me. Do you know this is the first time I've ever communicated with a mortal while they're awake? It's true. No one was ever receptive enough. No one except for you. Even back in my heyday, my priests had to interpret the messages I sent them. It was all very indirect. And yet, here you are, listening to me speak without any trouble at all. Just imagine what you could do with a little guidance. What? Don't you want to be useful? You can't lie to me. I've been inside your mind. I've seen your deepest secrets. I know what you desire. That got your attention, didn't it? Don't be embarrassed. I like what I saw in your dreams, mortal. Sweet, subservient little boys like you are my favorite. It's such a shame you don't have a goddess to serve. That sort of devotion should be coveted, treasured, enjoyed. And I would treasure you, my dedicated, loyal disciple. If you chose to be mine and dedicate yourself to me fully and completely, well, I'd always make sure to take care of you as only a goddess can. Doesn't that sound nice? To worship a goddess like me? To have her mold you into her perfect disciple? Imagine all of the fun that we could have together. Yes, imagine it. Look how it makes you smile. My sweet baby boy, you can't hide anything from me. I know you want me to toy with you. You're just desperate for your goddess, Aphrodite. That's right. You want me to order you around. I'd love to make you squirm. Simply thinking about it has gotten me a little bit excited. I want to see you on your knees, baby. I want you begging to feel my touch. And I can touch you, just not here. It's difficult for me to move around in this world. Everything is too solid, too rigid, too concrete. Not like the realm of dreams, the Olympus of your mind. It is only by transporting you there that I can reveal to you my true form. There I can play with you however I want. All you have to do is give yourself over to me. That's it. Let me put you into a deep, peaceful sleep, and I'll be able to reveal myself. Be honest with yourself. You know you want this. Just pledge your life to the goddess of love and sensuality, and pledge yourself as my loyal devotee, and I will transport you in your dreams to my very presence. You can do it, my loyal boy. Say, my soul is yours, goddess. Go on, I promise you won't regret it. Say those words and I'll make your dreams come true. Good boy. Oh, you've made the right decision. Now, let me show you why I'm famously the goddess of sexuality. Yeah, I can't wait to hear you whimper. Take off your clothes. Take them all off now. You heard me. There you go. That's better. Nothing to hide from me. Now lay down on the bed and find a good position on your back. Get nice and comfy for me. Good boy, like so, yes. Don't close your eyes yet. I just want you to lay there, relax there, and breathe. Yes, breathe. Feel the air filling up your lungs and your chest, right down into your diaphragm. That's it. Take in that cool air. Let it hit your lungs. That's right. Filling you up inside, and hold it. And with that, slowly let the air come out of you, slowly leaving your body through your mouth. And as the air leaves your body, takes away your stresses. That's it. Feel the sensation of all the tension leaving your body as you exhale this long, slow breath, and then breathe in deeply through your nose. Breathe in, fill up your lungs, take that cool air inside you and hold it. And now let it out again, slowly, once again, being fully aware that as you breathe the air out, more of your tensions are also exhaled from your body, leaving you more limp, more weighty, and more relaxed as you lay there on the bed. Exhale. Very good. Very, very good. You don't have to worry about anything else right now, my good obedient devotee. Just keep listening to my voice closely and intently as I guide you into this realm of dreams. Feel yourself sinking more into the bed and let your tensions fully disappear. As you're laying there on the bed with your eyes still open, taking in those deep breaths, I want you to look up at the ceiling. And as you do, I want you to focus on a particular spot. That's it. As you stare intently at this particular spot on the ceiling and listen closely to my instructions, you find yourself going deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you begin to notice how it feels, how good it is to submit. That's right. Let the submission take over you, washing over you like a wave, taking over your body. The more and more that it takes over, the more you have this feeling of wanting to serve your mistress, wanting to serve your goddess, wanting to serve me, and it feels good. You want to serve me, don't you, my loving disciple? Because you're a good boy, and good boys always obey their goddesses. You start to get drowsy as you continue to get lost in the sound of my sweet, rich tones. Your eyes are so relaxed, they begin to lose focus as you continue to stare intently at that one spot on the ceiling. You feel your eyelids begin to get heavy as you stare closer at it. And as you listen to my voice, the heavier they begin to feel, the more blurry the image. Your eyelids are so heavy, it's hard to keep them open, and your vision is becoming so relaxed, it's blurring even more as you stare closely and closely at the ceiling, more and more intently. It's getting harder and harder to keep your eyes open, and so it would just be easy to close them, wouldn't it? It's okay, my darling. Close your eyes now and feel yourself drifting into a deep, relaxed sleep. That's it. Go to sleep, baby. Drop for me, drop further for me, deeper, deeper, and sinking further and further. You're falling into a deep, quiet place. Everything besides my voice is fading away. Don't worry, you're safe here. You're protected. None of your fears or anxieties can reach you. In fact, all knowledge of fear or anxiety has gone. Vanished from your mind. You don't even know what it feels like to have those emotions anymore. Instead, you're filled with sensations of pure love and serenity. Every word I say sends a tingle of pleasure down your spine, makes you shudder with delight. I can see it. I can see it in your face. My good, faithful, and loyal subject. You want to be so good for me, and it feels wonderful to serve your goddess. To give her your heart, your goddess, Aphrodite. And I covet your love too. It's more precious to me than anything right now. All I need is your devotion and compliance. So listen to my words, darling. Listen close. Hear me and obey. Focus on your arms. They feel different from before, don't they? Especially your left arm. It's somehow getting lighter. Whilst your right arm stays firmly pressed against the bed, your left arm is now tingling, almost hovering above the sheets. Even as I speak, you can feel the weight magically vanish from your left arm, and you can feel it lifting up. Slowly, your arm is rising from the bed. It's going up into the air. Raise your arm. There you go. Hold it there for a few seconds. It's feeling light and weightless. Feel your arm floating, light as a feather. Good boy. Now carefully bring it back down slowly. Perfect. You did it wonderfully. Let yourself now relax even further. Sink deeply and easily into the mattress. Your mind is calm, peaceful, and it's a little hard to think clearly about anything right now. But that's okay. You don't have to think about anything. I'm here to guide you. And I'll continue to guide you with my words and lead you to where you want to be. Safe with me, safe with your goddess, Aphrodite. I'm going to count down now from 10, and when I'm done, you'll fall completely under my trance. Are you ready?
10.
Your mind is tranquil and clear.
9.
Thoughts come to you only as I instruct them.
8.
My voice takes you over, makes you want to submit and obey with every number I count down. Your willingness to obey and comply gets stronger.
7.
It feels so natural to obey me now. You feel like this is what you were born to do.
6.
A sense of bliss washes over you whenever you follow my commands.
5.
So warm and fuzzy inside now. So filled with love and admiration for me and this sensation that's taking over your body. With every number that we're counting down, the more intense the feeling, the more intense the love, the more intense the admiration.
4.
All conscious awareness is erased from your mind. We're going deeper into the realms of the unconscious now, into your dreams.
3.
Feel yourself losing control as my will envelops you, as my voice takes you deeper, as my instructions guide you, bringing you closer to me with every number.
2.
You're almost there. Come down deeper and be with your goddess.
1.
Drop further. Sink deeper. Come on, baby. Keep dropping for me. Further. Deeper. Good boy. Good boy.
0.
Welcome. Well, here you are. I want you to imagine the sensations and the feelings. Visualize what I'm telling you. I want you to imagine that you are in an endless meadow. Tall, lush grass spreads past the horizon. The mid-afternoon sun is warm on your skin and a cool breeze is blowing. You can see an array of wildflowers. Their brightly colored petals rustle gently with the movement of the wind. Feel yourself standing amidst this meadow now. The delicate scent of flowers caress your lungs and the breeze gently brushing your skin. The atmosphere is enough to bring you such wonderful solace, such wonderful serenity. Tall mountains surround you almost protectively. They too are dotted with vibrant flowers. Their peaks reach to the sky, majestic, incredible. Soft white clouds float by lazily, moving above you. They seem so removed from the rest of the world, so aloof. And like the clouds, you are not troubled by any earthly worries. Only my voice matters as it gently flows through you, fills you up with love and serenity and calm. Nearby, a brook is babbling. The water is crisp and clear. If you were to peer down into it, you would see your own face reflected, the slight waves rippling through it. The stillness lays over the scene. It is quiet, calm. I cannot tell how long you have been here, but you think you could stay forever. Time has become meaningless. Like your reflection, time is nothing but a constantly flowing, distorting element. Time is just a face on the water. We have no need for it in this place. In the realm of dreams, time does not exist. That's right. You're in my domain now. Every jolt of pleasure will be amplified. Did that get your blood pumping, baby? Yeah? My good devoted boy? I knew you were the right one. It was so easy to take you down, to put you under my trance. Obedience like that deserves a reward. Isn't that right, my favorite disciple? Let me show you how real and powerful your dreams are. But we'll have to leave our little meadow. Is that okay? Come with me. I'm going to take you now even deeper. That's right, even deeper into submission. So drop for me now, my pet. Drop for me. Feel yourself falling, spiraling down as the colors of the meadow around you start to blur and shift and change, and the smells merge into a blended mix of flowers. That's right. Drop. Drop further. The meadow now has gone, as have all the flowers in the mountains, and you're surrounded by a soft darkness, a gentle night. And you are descending deeper into it. How deep, you do not know. But you aren't worried, because you know your goddess will always keep you safe. Even as you fall, my voice guides you and continues to do so, caressing you and making you feel warm inside. It's the only thing that matters now. Simply hearing it eases your fear. And remember, fear does not exist here. Only love. Drop.
Boy.
You can always go deeper.
Goddess,
drop.
Love.
That's right. Keep going.
Desire me.
Drop. Again.
My mortal boy.
Deeper and deeper. Fall for me. Fall as your mind fractures and as I make and remake the world around you. Go deeper. Drop. Now you find yourself in an unfamiliar room. The bed you are laying on is not your
goddess
own.
Of love.
You don't recognize it.
You
these black silky sheets caressing your naked body, and yet you can't help feeling that somehow this is where you belong. You look around you and notice several candles burning on a table that cast a soft flickering light over the walls. There isn't much other furniture, but you don't mind. I like to keep things simple anyway, but there's something comforting about the simplicity of the room. The presence is stronger here. More tangible. Your body sinks into the bed's soft sheets, and a faint aroma of smoke drifts over from the candles. Breathe it in for me, darling. Yes, breathe it in and breathe it out. Yes, like so. Breathe it in again, my darling. Yes.
You desire me.
Yes. And breathe it out. Yes. Like so. Good boy. It's time for you to meet your goddess. Watch as I emerge from the darkness of the room. See the swell of my naked breasts and the sway of my delicate hips as I walk over to the bed. The body of a true goddess stands before you, and you just can't take your eyes off me, can you? My presence is making you melt, like the wax softening from the flame of the candle. You submit to me completely and utterly, just by my very presence here. My beauty entrances you, makes you thrum with excitement. It must be overwhelming, my pet, to look upon the body of a goddess for the first time. You'd do anything just to please me, wouldn't you? You're such a good boy. Goddess is going to love making you beg. Can you feel the warmth of my skin as I move closer to you? The tickle of my soft hair as it brushes against your skin. My fingers reach out to gently stroke your chest. Oh, look at you shuddering as I stroke you delicately. My warm, soft fingers feeling the shape of your body. Oh, my adorable baby boy. Are you starting to get a little desperate? Is your cock stiff and aching for me yet? Don't worry. The goddess of love knows what you need. And by the time I'm done with you, you'll be drained, an overstimulated mess. And there's one more thing. I'm going to give you a trigger. Well, consider it a gift. When you hear this trigger, it will send a shock of pleasure through your body and leave you gasping for more. You want that, don't you? You want Aphrodite to make you feel really good? Yeah? Good. Then I'm going to snap my fingers in a moment. And when I do, you'll feel yourself pulsing and throbbing in ecstasy. Just by the mere sound. That's right. So just by the mere sound of the snap of my fingers will keep on making you throb and writhe. Every time you hear that snap, you just can't help yourself, and it gets more intense with every time I do it. Snap you into submission. Snap you into ecstasy. Snap you into being my boy. Every time you hear this snap, it'll be like you're thrusting into a tight, wet pussy. Yes, that's right. And you're feeling it getting more intense. In fact, you can't wait for me to snap again now. It's gotten to that point where it just gets you going.
Snap.
You'll buck your hips as your cock surges and stiffens for me.
Snap you into submission.
Are you ready, baby?
Snap you into submission.
Feel your heavy balls contract so close to erupting. Feel the pleasure racing through your cock.
Into submission.
That's right.
Snap you into submission.
Moan for your goddess. Feel the body sensations. Feel the tingles. Such a good fucking boy. Do you want to come? Do you want me to keep snapping until you splurge your thick load all over the place? No. I'm not going to let you come yet, baby. I've still got to tease you and to build up that orgasm. So when you do finally explode, it'll feel as good as possible. That's right. Goddess just wants her good boy, her good obedient disciple, to have the best orgasm that he can. That's why I am the goddess of love. Oh, I know you like the sound of that. And you can't wait for me to make you my little toy. So with that, I'm going to allow you to start playing with your balls. There you go. Cup them and stroke them. And play with them. Gently rub them. That's right. Keep cupping those balls. And as you do, I'm going to push you down onto the bed. That's right. I'm going to put my hand on your shoulders and push you down. Feel my weight upon you as I put my leg over your face. Yes. I'm going to straddle your face. Take in the scent of my heat.
Yes, notice that I am already dripping.
Lick it. Yes. Oh, fuck it with your tongue. Oh, yes, good boy. Oh, keep playing with your balls. Oh, gosh. Oh, fuck. Your tongue feels amazing. Yes, my good servant. Oh, worship this goddess pussy. Worship it. Prove to your goddess how much you love her. Yes. Oh, so eager. Look at you lapping away at my juices. You can't get enough. Mmm. I know. I'm really delicious. Ah. Oh, yes, that's it. Take it all in. Taste me. Ah. Oh, now stop playing with your balls. Mmm. I want you to take a finger and run it along the shaft of your penis. Go on. Just the shaft. Good boy. Oh, I want you to get nice and hard for me. Hmm. Yes, that's right. Enjoy me, feel me, taste me as I'm grinding myself into your face right now. Oh, tease your perfect cock as you eat me out. Oh, you're such a good boy. Yes. Why are you frustrated? it's okay. You've been really obedient, so I'll let you stroke yourself fully. Yes, you heard me. Jerk yourself off, baby. That's right. Play with that cock. Yes, nice. Slow, firm. Yes, don't rush. Don't rush. Just enjoy these sensations as I ride your face and you play with your cock like so. Yes. Pleasure both ends. Come on there. Suck on my clit. Worship my goddess pussy with your tongue and keep lapping away at it. Yes. I'm fucking your tongue right now. Oh, that feels good. Oh, fuck. I'm almost there. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep stroking yourself, babe. Keep stroking yourself. Oh, God. Yes. Pump that cock of yours. Pump it as I squirt all over your face. Oh, my gosh. Holy shit. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, oh, shit. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Drink up all my cum. All of it. Oh, clean me up. Oh. Yes, that goddess cum. Oh, oh, babe. Oh, take your hand off your cock. I don't want you getting too close. Let yourself cool down for a moment. Good boy. Yes, that's right. Oh, you can feel how warm your body's gotten. Oh, don't you just love how arousal builds with every passing second? Oh, I'm feeling so satisfied and so horny. And so are you. You're so deep under my trance now and feeling so, so needy as we continue this play. I don't think you can last much longer. I don't even have to touch you. My voice alone is enough to make you throb and ache and leak. Here in the dream, every sensation you feel is elevated tenfold, 100 times more, 1,000 times more. The barrier between the conscious and unconscious is weak and thin. You mortals try to separate your dreams from daily life to draw a line between reality and fantasy, but they're one in the same. Don't you realize that? Well, maybe you realize it more now with what's going on. You can surely see that they are one in the same, and the sensations that you were feeling in your body are very, very real. So this can't just be a dream, can it? You still seem a little unconvinced. Do you need some more convincing? Well, let's try this then. Let me move down the bed. I am going to position myself like so. Between your legs. That's right. Just the touch of my fingers against your inner thighs. Oh, it's like lightning, isn't it? And I see you watching intently as my mouth is lowering ever closer down to your cock. That's right. Did you feel that? And again. And again. My lips are wet and soft, and you can't help but imagine how good it would feel if I wrapped them around your shaft. I'm moving down to the base, kissing gently as I go. And with each kiss against your cock, with each sound that my lips make against your cock, you start to notice your mind becoming more hazy now. It's as if the world outside has vanished completely. And you can only focus on me as I lick my way all the way back up your stiff, throbbing cock. My tongue swirling over that swollen head. Licking, kissing, licking, sucking. You've already let out so much pre-cum. I'm going to have to clean you up, aren't I? Loves to hear you moan as she sucks away. Don't hold back. Show me more of that slutty side of yours. As it submit, succumb, give in. Oh, my perfect baby boy. You really are too adorable. Twitching like a crazy boy. I can feel your cock pulsing inside my mouth. Do you like it when your goddess sucks you off? Does it make you throb? What about when I take you all the way in? Sucking hungrily. Feel my lips sliding up and down your shaft. Wrapping my lips so tightly. You taste so good. Feel it. Feel it more, good boy.
Snap you into submission.
I bet you're really desperate now.
Snap you into submission.
But I don't know if I should let you. Maybe if you begged for it. That wouldn't be too hard, would it? Say it.
Come on, I want to hear you say, my cock belongs to you, goddess. Say it. Go on. Say it. My cock belongs to you, goddess Aphrodite, goddess of love. Good boy. That's what I want to hear. You can stroke yourself. That's right. Stroke yourself. Not too fast, though. Yes. Just pump that perfect cock. Get yourself really worked up for me. Your balls should be full and aching right now. Buck those hips like the adorable little slut you are. Give yourself over to the overwhelming pleasure and let me take control. Yes, good boy. Keep stroking that cock. Up and down, 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 up and down. Go at whatever pace you're comfortable with. The only thing I care about is that you're feeling good. Build that thick, creamy cum. That's right. Build it up. Fuck, you're leaking so much pre-cum. I can see it glistening at the top of your cock. Oh, it looks delicious. I just want to... Yeah, I love the feeling of my warm tongue again, don't you? Stroke yourself a little faster now, my pet. Yes, a little faster than that. I want you to get really close to exploding. But don't go too fast. Just edge yourself. I don't want you to come yet. I want your needy, throbbing cock to be saved for your goddess. That's it. Keep teasing it. Tease it until your legs are shaking and your balls tighten. Oh, waiting for the release. Oh, yeah. Oh, imagine how good it will feel to just let loose. To splurt your seed all over my gorgeous tits. Do you want to paint me with your cum? Or do you want to fill me with it? Well, we'll see what happens. But for now, you have to be a good boy and hold it in for a bit longer. That's it. Hold it in just for a bit more. As I lick you. Yes, you're being such a good boy for your goddess. Your Aphrodite. Yeah, now you can see why I am the goddess of love and sexuality. Yes, that's right.
Make you into submission. Yes. Make you into submission. You into submission. Yes. You into submission.
Pleasure building.
You into submission. You into submission.
Now take your hands off your submission. Cock. There you go. You did so well, my babe. I know it was hard to stop yourself from coming, but you made me very, very happy. You're such a beautiful, submissive boy. Look how docile you've gotten. You're like putty in my hands. My words reverberate through your mind, and with every suggestion I give you, you are shaped more and more into my perfect pet, my loyal devotee. I'm so lucky I found you. No goddess could hope for a better disciple. I may not want to let you go. I'm having so much fun. Perhaps I'll keep you here in this world where we can be together forever. Would you like that? Would you like to serve me for all eternity and become my lover when your goddess needs to be pleasured and pampered to be available for her every need? I'm going to give you the release you've been longing for, my darling. That makes you excited, doesn't it, my little pet? The thoughts of finally letting loose all inside me. That's right. I've decided I want it inside me. Don't worry. I'll make all that teasing, all that frustration, all that build-up worth it. Watch. I'm going to position myself above your stiff manhood now. Oh, look at how my inner thighs are still covered in my juices. See how it glistens in the soft candlelight as I open up my legs and get ready to take you in. Here, let me guide you. That's right. Let me guide you inside my tight, wet goddess pussy. Oh, just as you enter me, I can feel you shivering. Oh, you're so close now. Oh, yes, babe. Pump that dick for me. That's it. Pump it into me as I ride you. Good boy. Oh, go at whatever pace you want. Goddess is enjoying this. Yes, just... Oh, yes. Oh, just let yourself enjoy this. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, you're stretching me out with your cock. Oh, it's so amazing. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh. Oh, 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 I'm going to start moving and grinding into you even more, yes, taking you deeper into that hot, wet pussy of mine. Oh, holy shit. Oh, you're getting so deep. Oh, you're getting so deep now. Oh, fuck. Oh, can you feel me? Feel how tight I am wrapping around your cock. Yeah. Oh, do you like being massaged by my warm, wet pussy? Yeah, you do. You're a good boy. That's right. Feel the walls of my pussy clench around you. Oh, yes, as I'm clenching. Oh, yes, as I'm clenching. Oh, yes. Snap some more pleasure into you. Yes. Oh, it gets you every time I snap. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Take it. That's it. Take it like the slut you are. Yes. Oh, your heart is mine. Your love is mine. And this cock, this wonderful cock, this cock belongs to me. Keep going, my naughty boy. My submissive slut. Yes. Ah, yes. Watch your goddess grind her hips on top of you. Oh, my breasts swaying with every movement. I bet you're enjoying that motion. Watch them. I'm playing with my nipples now. They've gotten so hard. It's just too hot having you under me like this. Like the good boy you are, pleasing your goddess. Keep thrusting, sweetie. Fuck this perfect goddess pussy. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Oh, fuck. Oh, I just want to ride you like this forever. Oh, oh, my adorable baby boy. Yes. Oh, you're starting to get close. Oh, you're my precious disciple, and I'll always have your best interest at heart. That's why you want to obey me, isn't it? That's why you can't help yourself letting me ride you. Because I know what's right for you. Yeah, that's right. Go faster. Go faster. Oh, work yourself up. Oh, fuck me as hard as you can. Oh, fuck your goddess as hard as you can. Oh, keep going. Pump it. Pump me. Don't stop. I want to feel you all the way inside me. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just like that. Oh, buck your hips into me. Oh, I can feel you twitching inside me. Pulsing. Fuck, I'm getting close too. Hold for a little longer, okay? Oh, I want us to come together. Oh, be a good boy and edge yourself for me. I'm going to count you down from 10. Oh, and when I reach 0, you're going to empty your load deep inside me. Have you got that? Oh, you will come when the countdown ends. Yes, you will come. So keep fucking me as I count you down. And keep going. 10 and over. To pull you even deeper inside me. 9, your stiff cock. Oh, your stiff leaking cock is finally getting ready to burst. But no, keep going. 8, good boy. Keep moaning. Keep thrusting into your goddess. Feel the soft flesh of my breast against your chest. 7. Feel me. Feel me riding against you. Feel me grinding into that cock. That's it. Push yourself deep. Push yourself deep. 6. Your body is hot where our skin touches. Writhing bodies in such pleasure. 5. Oh, the pleasure is making your mind go blank. Blank with desire to thrust and splurt into my tight, wet pussy. Feel me. 4. Oh, the orgasm is building. The cum is welling up inside your balls.
Oh, your balls are full and sore now.
Yeah.
Three. Oh, almost there, sweetie. Almost there.
Two.
Oh, so, so close. Oh, you're struggling to hold back as you feel my pussy clenching. Oh, I'm clenching around your cock. Oh, oh. One. Mm. Keep thrusting. Keep thrusting. Don't stop. Clenching harder. Yeah. Oh, moan for me. Moan for me. Faster. Faster. Oh,
zero.
Come. Yes. Come. Come for me, baby. Yes. Yes. Feel it. Oh, feel it all coming out of you. And give me that mortal seed. Fill me with your mortal seed, your cum. Feel yourself clench and spurt and spasm. As all that sticky, creamy sperm comes erupting out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bodies entwined. Oh, such amazing orgasmic bliss. Oh, such bliss. Yes, my obedient boy. My very, very good boy. You were so, so wonderful, the pleasuring your mistress. You're such a good boy. You have definitely pleased me. Definitely. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You look a little spaced out now. I hope I wasn't too hard on you. It's okay, baby. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself that much. To tell you the truth, I had a lot of fun myself. Probably more fun than I've ever had. I didn't know there were mortals like you out there. So pretty and submissive. You're going to be spending a lot more time dreaming from now on. And if you really want, I'd be quite happy to keep you here with me. After all, I can get a bit lonely here all by myself. But you don't have to decide right now. We can take our time. So just listen to my steady breath and my softly spoken words now. Just listen as you catch your breath and you relax again. Let your lungs fill with air as I inhale. Yes, that's it. Feel your chest rise in time with mine and exhale. Oh, yes, my babe. Take in that air. Breathe in. Yes. And exhale again. Oh, breathing with your goddess. That was wonderful, wasn't it? I hope you enjoyed that experience as much as I did. And I wish we could stay here a bit longer. But you have to go back to your own world. If you spend too many hours here without training, you really will get stuck. And it wouldn't be right for that to happen. No, it's not right for me to make that decision for you. Besides, it's easy enough for me to transport you here. And now that you know what it's like, now that I've brought you here once before, bringing you back will get easier and easier, and you'll desire to do it more and more. I can't wait to see you again. So now, my dear mortal, my mortal, I'm going to transport you back to where you belong. I'm going to count you up this time. So from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you're going to wake up from trance. Your body will feel so relaxed that you'll want to go back to sleep. But first, I want you to go through your normal nightly ritual, your normal routine, to get yourself ready and really feeling good for the next day. And once you're fully prepared, you'll fall into a deep, easy, pleasant sleep. Okay? Are you ready? Let's start. 1.
still relaxed, breathing returning to a normal pace.
2.
Smiling from the experience and taking that satisfaction with you as you slowly start to return.
3.
Feeling your body starting to transport back to where you were found, back to where I met you.
4.
Gently moving back in time and space, back to that familiar place, back to your familiar surroundings.
5.
Your conscious mind is piecing itself back together, coming back into play, taking over the unconscious.
6.
More aware of your surroundings now, feeling more awake.
7.
Thoughts coming back to you clearly, who you are, what you do, where you were.
8.
Feeling sharper and more collected now.
9.
Waking.
10.
Wake up, sweetie. That's right. Wake up, my perfect little pet. You're back in the room now. Back where you were. Back in safety and familiarity. I'm so glad I was able to spend this time with you. It's hard to say goodbye. But don't worry. We won't be separated for very long at all, will we?
No.
I don't think so either. So go on. Get yourself ready for bed now. Do all those things that come so naturally to you at night. And I'll be waiting for you in your dreams.